Hello.
Yeah.
I'm on this line. Hello.
Yeah.
Mr. President, all the reporters, and they're not asking me, but they're just talking about among themselves about the problem of how it is when something like this, how it is a failure like this can affect such a large area of the United States. It just occurs to me that you might want to issue instructions to somebody, to Buford Ellington, to thoroughly explore how something like this can affect so large an area of the country. And and look into it.
Horning's called you, hasn't he?
Yes, sir, I just talked to him.
Well, I think that explains it. You might ask him if he thinks it ought to, and if so, to give a suggestion as to what we do about it. But I don't want to admit there's any deficiency other than God,
right.
God made if we can do it.
Right.
Now, what I would say to them, they always want to find somebody to blame. And I don't necessarily think there are people to blame when God sends a storm.
Right.
There's nobody to be blamed for Betsy except God. Now, I don't know why God had thunderstorms in that area, but a thunderstorm knocks out a transmitter. One transmitter knocks out the other thing. When they knock out this connecting link, you see the Lower Colorado River Authority's tied into every power company in Texas. But when we go out, then connect it in with Houston, because we do have this intertie that distributes power efficiently, then they'll be tied in central power at Corpus, and it'll go them out, and it'll go on out all around. Now, maybe Horning ought to find some way to avoid that in the future.
Yes, sir.
But I don't want to be blaming somebody
tonight,
and then I don't want to be leaving. Well, maybe Johnson ought to have been on the job, or that blaming, I'd get away from them, and I'd just say, now listen, you cynics, if God Almighty sent this on, we didn't send it on, and you can't instruct somebody to avoid it. Now, you could cut the ties from all of them, and each one have independent. We've got out our television station, independent unit, when the power outfit goes off. But that's pretty expensive for everybody to do, too, and so everybody can't always have a substitute, unit, can't be efficient. When it rains, sometimes you can't travel. Like, I got stuck today, and when it gets too dry sometimes, cattle go without water. You can't predict against them. But what I would do is give them Hornig's, just say Hornig's been working on it, and so on and so forth. I think the thing I'd point out, though, that the White House communications people are so good that I'm up on top of the hill waiting for the sunset and looking at the cattle, and the CBS News is on. And that I get it, and I immediately flash direct to the White House phone right with Joe Califano, thence to McNamara, to Ellington, who no one had word at that time.
Right.
Califano hadn't heard of it.
Right.
And that kicks it off.
Good.
I wouldn't be announcing that in briefings, but I would be saying that around in little groups talking to them and so forth.
Right.
And I would say then that throws in every power company working, that throws in Horning, and that throws in calls to governors and different ones. And I'd bring Horning into it pretty heavy.
Right.
And I'd bring Califano in it pretty heavy, and McNamara. And while before I got out of this car and got back to the house, a good many instructions had been issued.
Right.
And not knowing what it was, we took the same precautions like we did at Dallas. We asked Cross to have the Jetstar manned and men at the controls. And we asked everybody to be notified, and I got straight to the phone.
That's a damn good story later on, you know. Really good story.
Yeah.
To give some good friends.
They asked me, Lady Bird and A.W., what I thought it was, and I said, my guess is that he said the landline was out to Moscow, which always gets in and scares people. And I said, my guess is that upstate New York and Canada, my guess is some Niagara system went out. And these interties, like we have with the LCRA, with all the systems, Texas, Dallas, Houston, and when one can't support the power, then the others go out. That's what I said right while we were riding. And that's the way the guess was finally worked out. And Horning just confirmed what we guessed, but we don't know it yet. We could be sabotaging Niagara, so we don't want to be too quick. But I think it's a good thing to give them these breakdowns from him. And I'd get another report in 10 or 15 minutes from Hornick's people are from Ellington. I don't imagine Ellington's people got too much good stuff, but Horning ought to keep in touch with these power companies and give you things where they just eat it up every 10 minutes.
Right.
This ought to be the control center here.
That's what we
what you ought to be saying, and there ought to be bulletins and things of that kind.
They got the first news from here about the fact that they hope to have power on within 2.5 to 3 hours. And I talked to McNamara, and he said anything he does or any information he gets, he'll call us first, and we'll put in the basis of their informing you.